Welcome to Side B. 欢迎你来到 B 面。
Lesson 36. 1. The news that they failed their driving test discouraged him, didn't it?
2. My sister met him at the Grand Theater yesterday afternoon, so he couldn't have attended your lecture.
3. What she couldn't understand was why fewer and fewer students showed interest in her lessons.
4. He sent me an email, hoping to get further information.
5. I know nothing about the young lady, except that she is from Beijing.
6. What he has done is far from satisfactory.
7. If only he had lain quietly as the doctor instructed, he would not suffer so much now.
8. Founded in 1636, Harvard is one of the most famous universities in the United States.
9. The missing boy was last seen playing near the East Lake.
10. Tony was very unhappy for not having been invited to the party.
Lesson 37. 1. Now that you've got a chance, you might as well make full use of it.
2. I drove to Zhuhai for the air show last week.
Is that why you had a few days off?
3. The price has gone down, but I doubt whether it will remain so.
4. Few pleasures can equal that of a cool drink on a hot day.
5. You should make it a rule to leave things where you can find them again.
6. Carol said the work would be done by October, which personally I doubt very much.
7. The purpose of new technologies is to make life easier, not to make it more difficult.
8. We'll have to finish the job, however long it takes.
9. Your performance in the driving test didn't reach the required standard. In other words, you failed.
10. When I got back home, I saw a message pinned to the door reading, "Sorry to miss you. We'll call later." Lesson 38.
1. I hate it when people talk with their mouths full.
2. Nancy is not coming tonight.
But she promised.
3. If I had a long enough holiday, I'd visit Europe, stopping at all the small interesting places.
4. Nobody noticed the thief slip into the house because the lights happened to go out.
5. Why do you want a new job when you've got such a good one already?
6. Shirley was writing a book about China last year, but I don't know whether she has finished it.
7. You'll find this map of great value in helping you to get around London.
8. It was only when I reread his poems recently that I began to appreciate their beauty.
9. Hi, Tracy. You look tired.
I am tired. I've been painting the living room all day.
10. European football is played in 80 countries, making it the most popular sport in the world.
Very good.
Lesson 39.
1. It is generally considered unwise to give a child whatever he or she wants.
2. Do you think I could borrow your dictionary?
Yes, help yourself.
3. She looked up his number in the phone book to make sure that she had got it right.
4. I would love to have gone to the party last night, but I had to work extra hours to finish a report.
5. I agree with most of what you said, but I don't agree with everything.
6. I'd like to invite you to dinner this Saturday, Mr. Smith.
I'm very sorry, but I have other plans.
7. The Olympic Games, first played in 776 BC, did not include women players until 1912.
8. If by any chance someone comes to see me, ask him or her to leave a message.
9. Who is Jerry Cooper?
Haven't you met him yet? I saw you shaking hands with him at the meeting.
10. The fire spread through the hotel very quickly, but everyone was able to get out.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
Lesson 40. 1. I look into the matter as soon as possible. Just have a little patience.
2. Tom felt that he knew everybody's business better than they knew it themselves.
3. Many people agree that a knowledge of English is a must in international trade today.
4. The number of people invited was 50, but a number of them were absent for different reasons.
5. The patient was warned not to eat oily food after the operation.
6. You didn't let me drive. If we had driven in turn, you wouldn't have got so tired.
7. It is wise to have some money put away for old age.
8. What we can't get seems better than what we have.
9. I love to go to the seaside in summer. It feels good to lie in the sun or swim in the cool sea.
10. Whether we'll go camping tomorrow depends on the weather.
Outstanding! 太厉害了,你真了不起! I'm so proud of you! 我为你感到骄傲!
Lesson 41. 1. With so much electrical equipment, wood and paper in one place, there is a danger of fire.
2. Have a good rest. You need to save your energy for the football match this afternoon.
Thanks a lot.
3. The moon is one-third the size of the Earth.
4. During the test, we were supposed to stay in our seats, keep our eyes on our work, and not speak to anyone.
5. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm not feeling well in the stomach. I shouldn't have eaten so much fried fish just now.
6. What he said sounds friendly.
7. What about the books?
Books of this kind sell well.
8. Was it in 1969 that the American astronaut succeeded in landing on the moon?
Yes, that's right.
9. They really have a great time, too, designing everything, drawing the blueprints, figuring out the angles, and so on.
10. Zhang Hong is said to have learned 2,000 words by heart up to now.
Lesson 42. 1. I can't thank you too much for your kindness, because without your help, I wouldn't have won the first prize in the speech contest.
2. Is 3 more days enough for the work to be finished?
I don't think it's enough, and only after the rain stops can we go on with it.
3. The detective was shocked when he found his house broken into.
4. Most of us senior students are able to carry on a conversation with people from English-speaking countries.
5. It is said that the thief was fined 5 times the amount of money that he should have paid.
6. The lawyer was so kind that he devoted all his spare time he had to helping the disabled.
7. The photographer set out early, only to find he was late as he went the wrong way.
8. It is reported that all kinds of preparations are being made for Shenzhou 6 to be sent up into space.
9. The pop singer was surrounded by his fans immediately as he stepped off the stage.
10. Was it because of Tom's carelessness that your keys were all lost? Lesson 43.
1. My mother asked me to repeat the telephone number a second time so that she could write it down. 2. How could I thank you enough?
Don't mention it. Any other man would have done the same.
3. Why are you looking pleased?
Oh, I've just had a job offered to me.
4. Unfortunately, when I dropped in, Dr. Li was just leaving for Beijing to join in the fight against SARS, so we only had time for a few words.
5. How come a simple meal like this costs so much?
We have included in your bill the cost of the teapot you just broke.
6. This food is comforting, whatever the season is.
7. He was ill, but he insisted that he go to school.
8. You are always throwing things about. Look what a mess in your room.
9. There is a piece of board at the gate of the construction which reads, "Keep out without permission."
10. She didn't take the medicine last night, did she?
No, but I wish she had.
Lesson 44. 1. John couldn't finish his words, as though something was stuck in his throat.
2. His answer was so confusing that I could hardly make any sense of it.
3. Freedom Tower will be built on the site of the former World Trade Center, destroyed 2 years ago by the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
4. People like natural fruit juice because it's made with real fruit, not artificial ingredients.
5. Happily for Tom's mother, he is working harder to make up for his lost time.
6. The Olympic Games are returning to their ancient birthplace in 2004, which will combine history, culture, and peace with sports and the Olympic spirit.
7. From the tears in Mary's eyes, we can realize that something sad must have occurred.
8. If city noises are not kept from increasing, people will have to shout to be heard even at the dinner table 20 years from now.
9. No one is to leave this building without the permission of the police.
10. I didn't really want a wallet, but the salesman persuaded me to buy one.
Lesson 45. 1. Nowadays, the mobile phone is a popular means of communication.
2. How come you are late for class again?
Because I missed the bus.
3. Excuse me, did you notice whether the number 108 bus had gone by?
Not while I've been standing here.
4. Ask any American which city has the worst air pollution, and the answer is sure to be Los Angeles.
5. The only season that makes one feel lively is the spring.
6. Rita set aside 2 hours every Sunday afternoon to spend with her son.
7. We plan to reach the North Pole in mid-July, and by then we will have been walking for 6 weeks.
8. Mrs. Black took the police back to the same place where she witnessed the robbery.
9. Among the films being nominated is a popular film directed by Zhang Yimou.
10. What does the man do? Do you know?
I don't know exactly, but I think he can be anything but a teacher.
You see, speaking English is no big deal. 看到了吗? 说英语没有什么了不起。
Lesson 46.
1. It was in 1943 that the harmful smog made its appearance in Los Angeles. 2. You should have prepared well for the speech, John.
Yes, I know. But how could I, with the meeting date fixed so soon?
3. I won't pay $200 for the coat. It's not worth all that much.
4. The great use of a school education is not so much to teach you things as to teach you the art of learning.
5. Excuse me, I want to have my watch fixed, but I can't find a repair shop.
I know one nearby. Come on, I'll show you.
6. They were asked to do something more important.
It doesn't matter. Let's take up the work where we left off.
7. It is believed that struggling against difficulty can add to our knowledge of life.
8. He was run down by a car. He has been taken to the hospital and is being operated on by a doctor right now.
9. Learned as you are, you should learn from others wherever you go.
10. The old man has kept the photos where he can see them every day, as they always remind him of his good old days. Lesson 47.
1. What a shock! Word came that a powerful earthquake hit Iran yesterday. It is believed to be the strongest in 10 years.
2. At last I've made it. I am on top of the world.
Congratulations!
3. The problem came up at the meeting that we had no spare time to prepare for the test.
4. With email and other forms of communication used more and more widely, the traditional postal service is facing the danger of being replaced.
5. How do you think we should inform him of the news as soon as possible, without making him upset?
6. He is in a difficult situation, so you should send him a message and give him some advice.
7. He was wandering in the park, killing time watching the children playing.
8. Jane told me she would not attend the conference unless invited.
9. We can't start the car. There must be something wrong with the engine.
10. Mr. Black was driving fast to take his wife to a nearby hospital because their baby was on its way.
Lesson 48. 1. Would you like a cigarette?
No. It's several years since I gave up smoking.
2. To be honest, I don't quite share with you some general views on the weather.
3. The headmaster suggested the student referred to be given a prize.
4. The Shanghai you see today is quite a different city from what it used to be.
5. Will you go to Mary's birthday party?
No. Even though invited, I can't go to it. I'll be too busy then.
6. Michael never dreamt of there being a chance for him to be sent abroad very soon.
7. The actress, who had been thought highly of, turned out to be a great disappointment.
8. Alone though she is kept so busy with her work for women's rights that she feels anything but lonely.
9. He had little idea that it was getting so late, did he?
10. She looks sad. Could you please tell me what it is that prevents her from being as happy as before?
Very good.
Lesson 49. 1. Our ancestors celebrated the birth of a child by giving away red eggs.
2. It is hard for me to imagine what I would be doing today if I had not fallen in love at the age of 7 with a library in my hometown.
3. The door won't shut. Better have it repaired.
4. If we can get over our present difficulties, then everything should be all right.
5. The women carrying babies. Come in first, will you?
6. It's not that I'm unwilling to lend you a hand, but that I'm too busy for the moment.
7. I really don't know how to thank you enough.
Think nothing of it.
8. At the 7th International Ballet Competitions, Fernando Bujones won the first gold medal ever awarded to an American male dancer.
9. John waited at the bus stop for nearly half an hour before the bus finally arrived.
10. All of the guests had arrived by 9 o'clock, but the host didn't turn up until 15 minutes later.
Hey, man, you're making great progress. 你正在取得巨大的进步。
Lesson 50.
1. A person like him won't be simply satisfied with the little progress that has been made.
2. Could I make it the 14th of July?
That's fine with me.
3. As we all know, it was her being careless that resulted in the terrible car accident.
4. My demand is that the information referred to in my report be emailed to Mr. Brown without delay.
5. The performance, supposed to be popular, turned out to be a great disappointment after it was over.
6. The girl promises to be a good dancer if she is well trained in an art school.
7. It is cold in the room. You must have turned off the steam, haven't you?
8. You will have to see to it that the machine is in good condition before using it.
9. Have you finished your composition already?
Yes, I finished it in 20 minutes.
10. How do you enjoy spending your holiday? Going abroad or staying at home?
Feel great about yourself. 为自己感到自豪吧。
You really did a good job.
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 This is your old friend Jim saying goodbye and good luck. Keep studying hard and have fun with English.
And this is Ruth from Canada saying, well done. You worked really hard on these. Keep doing your best. Bye-bye from now.
Bye, Jim.
You really did a good job.
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 Feel great about yourself. 为自己感到自豪吧。
I am the greatest.
Play this record as frequently as possible.